Organize Me Radio, episode 65. You have arrived, part 2, Decluttering Your Closet. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is a professional organizer and the co-founder of You Have Arrived. Please welcome Lisa Malone. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello. So nice to be here.
I am so happy to have you, and I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about what it is that you do. But first, can you tell us, how did you get your start in the organizing industry?
Yeah, it was really odd how it started. So I came from a corporate background. For 25 plus years, I was in technology doing channel management, which basically is coaching businesses to implement the software. And I decided that that $25 million quota I was carrying was very stressful, and I was kind of ready to try something new. So I retired, if you will, from Career 1.0 to find something different, but I didn't quite know what yet. So I was just running one of my husband's small businesses when COVID hit. And my vision for myself was just to travel all around to conferences and meet people with this side business that my husband was running. But then when COVID hit, everything shut down. So I was still kind of doing that from a remote perspective, but I was really, really bored. So I kept hearing from family members about how they were struggling with COVID and distance learning with their kids. So it started with my brother and sister-in-law. My sister-in-law was losing her mind because my brother didn't even have an office. So he was in the playroom with his investment credentials on the wall. And then my sister-in-law was out of a side bedroom. And then she had a kindergartner and a second grader, if you can imagine, who she was trying to manage. They were both trying to manage with the food and the breaks and work. And their house just was bursting at the seams with stuff and chaos and all that. So I just went over there and just started helping. My secret fear was that my brother was going to ask me to educate his children and be in charge of the schoolwork, which would have never happened. I can barely even help my own children, but it ended up working out, and I found so much passion with it that I started showing before and after pictures to friends, and then they wanted me to do their house. And you know, it was just ideal. So I put up a website because I'm technologically inclined, and it kind of branched that way.
I love that. So what is your specialty? I know you work a lot with closets. Is that your specialty? Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yes. So I started out general organizing because I really didn't know what I wanted to do, but I kind of process of elimination figured out what I want, where I wanted to kind of lean. And what I realized with my clients is the client is predominantly the woman, the caretaker. Let's just call her caretakers because that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's only women. But the what she was doing was taking care of everyone else but herself. So even though the house was chaos and my first approach was really to clear the path where she walked into the house, I realized I need to back that up and I need to start with her rest, her relaxation, her investment in herself, and switch to the closets in the bedroom. Like, let's go there. Let's figure out like what. I have one client who is my case study for all things. And she had only used her bathtub once. And she had, I think, lived in her house 5 years because she explained her house as a house with all the best intentions, but zero execution. And she was trying to do more recycling. So she had filled up the bathtub with recycling. And it never got the boxes and the bottles and plastic never got down to the garbage can to get out. So I cleared the bathtub. I did her bathroom first. So when she came home from work that day, she could take a bath and she was crying. And I'm so excited. I've never, you know, this is wonderful. So that's really what moved me to adjust to what does the caretaker need and how can we set up that oasis for rejuvenation so they can go to sleep in a calm environment so they can wake up and they can dress easily, picking out an outfit that makes them confident and then roll out to the rest of the house and just have a better start of the day and more rest.
I think that's great, you know, focusing on, you know, the caretaker, which is mostly women, you know, it's mostly women, and realizing that the day really starts and ends in your closet, you know, so that is one of the most important places that you should have organized. So yeah. I really love that.
Yeah. And it's funny because I had an assistant helping me once and she was surprised that I told my client to do all of her laundry, finish all of her laundry. And I said, I did that because the clothes she wears are in the hamper and on the floor and not hanging up. The clothes that are hanging up need to be donated or purged or what have you, because that's where they never go. And so it's really, that's the freeing space, is to work through that process, because all that is in the closet is emotional. You spent money on it already. You feel bad, you know, especially if the tags are still on it. You used to be this person, a school teacher, a nurse, you know, whatever it may be. And now you're something different, but you might want to wear those one day. Or like with me, it was my corporate clothes, which I helped someone help purge me. My closet was organized, but I didn't wear half that stuff, you know? So yeah, it's really important to then clean up the bedroom by putting the clothes in the closet and then having just that cohesive space.
Okay, got it. So along with that, you are the co-founder of You Have Arrived, which is a course that you created. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? How does that process work?
Yes. So I met a business partner, well, who became my business partner, a personal stylist named Bethul, and she's the owner of BHS Image Consulting. And she was saying to me that we started our businesses at the same time, but her clients needed help organizing after she edited the closet. And my clients needed my guidance editing their closet while I was organizing. So it was very complimentary. But what she and I both realized is we were a little frustrated in that we could only help one client at a time. We were both in-home services. So we decided to create a DIY course where we go along with you and teach you the basics, just 3 to 5 minutes of do this step first, and here's how you do it, and here's your workbook, and here's your thing, to discover all the different phases and take yourself through it. So it's been great. We have a Facebook community where people can go on and post their, you know, challenges or their wins, and just create that community around supporting each other and kind of having some accountability with the Facebook group if anyone needs it, or just sit and watch and see how other people are doing things. So it's been really satisfying to be able to extend our reach, because it's the internet, you know, we can help clients worldwide with whatever their goals are for their look and their closet.
So how are you able to help people with finding their personal style?
Yeah, that is the challenge. So I had that myself, you know, it's like, I just said to Bethul, just tell me what I should be wearing. You know, I'm this age and I'm doing this, whatever. She's like, nope. You know, what's your vision for yourself? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, here are my corporate clothes. Here are my joggers that I organize in. I need something in between. And I don't like shopping. You know, my approach to shopping is walking up to a mannequin and been like, I'll have what she's having, because I know generally what works for me. But I don't walk into Lululemon or Athleta and go, I'll have what she's having, because I don't necessarily like the yoga pants. I like joggers. And so anyway, it just led me to a very frustrating experience. So she walked me through the whole process of, you know, what are your goals? My goal is I'm learning how to play golf. I just want to look like I know what I'm doing, even though I don't. I want to go on a date night and have a nice outfit, because I started during COVID. This, you know, people were literally wearing sweatpants to the restaurants, and I was tired of wearing sweatpants and wanted to dress up and everything. So she ended up coming into my closet. Anyway, that's probably a story for another day, but that's how you discover your personal style, is just figure out your vision for yourself. How do you want people to think of you? You know, first impressions are hard to come back from. So, you know, you want to show up feeling as confident, walking taller and confident in yourself as you do, as you look. And, you know, that's kind of when you know you've found it.
I think that's great. I design closets as well, in addition to professional organizing and all the other things.
Nice.
I do. And whenever I'm with clients and they kind of want me to just do it for them, and, you know, kind of the same as what you and Bethul do, it's like, you have to tell me what you're wanting. What are your goals? What are you trying to achieve? What'll be stored in here? Which would be great if they go through, like, you know, your course, or, you know, go through a stylist, then go through decluttering, and then come to get their closet design. Yes. So I really like that. Is it easier to declutter when people know their personal style?
Absolutely. And, you know, since you're in the business, you know, we have the questions we can ask, right, to help them figure it out. But inevitably, what's odd about it is you can wear whatever you want. So that's a little confusing, right? Because you are the one who decides what you look like. your influence from the outside world needs to end, because, and that voice in your head needs to stop giving you grief, right? In fact, I asked Bethul to check out an outfit that I was planning to wear, and she didn't say, do this, do that. She said, how do you feel in what you're wearing? And I'm like, I feel awesome. She's like, then it's perfect. Because then that's what comes out, is the your enthusiasm, your happiness, your confidence, and all that. So what I do, since I don't want to bring my style onto someone, I don't want to project that, I just ask people, you know, how does this make you feel when you're putting this together? Have you thought about, you know, matching these things? And when you design your closet and when you organize your closet into a boutique style shoppable space, you can pick a pair of pants that you haven't worn in a while, because now you can see them, right? If they're not buried, your favorite pants, every client, I'm sure you have the same experience, is like, oh my God, I've been looking for that. That is my favorite X. And I haven't been able to find it in 2 years. It's because it was smashed or behind, you know, something that they don't wear. So that's, you can shop the space, you can pull together outfits, you feel more creative. And the dopamine that people get from shopping, when they overshop, you know, they use that as like retail therapy. I get that from my closet now. I go in and I'm like, ooh, I've got this going on tomorrow. What am I going to wear? I start thinking about it. I get excited. I pull out like one thing and try to match other things to it, so I'm not wearing the same things over and over again. And it's just way more fun. And I already own all the stuff, you know, and it's great.
So what is your process for decluttering? How do you get started with your clients? Do they tend to be overwhelmed by the process?
Absolutely. Yes, it's very overwhelming. And I try to get them to relax, like just sit here in this chair, let me drag everything out and you go through it. Don't overthink it. The second you pause and try to justify why you should keep it is the exact time you should discard it, because the emotion's coming back in, right? So I go with the gut, you know, even if I'm standing up, I'm holding up, all right, keep toss. And then I take everything away for them, because I don't want them to then get stuck with it. The clients that say, no, just leave it behind, I'll handle it, or I want my neighbor to have it, or my sister might want it, that's exactly when it's never going to leave your house again, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, they can look at stuff later, or they can do something else, but also make sure you're not giving them your stuff and then they're stuck with it and they're feeling guilty because you gave it to them. And now all of a sudden you're just moving your mess over to their house. So anyway, that's the process. Just taking things out and sorting them. And then from there, sorting by category. And like shirts, I do by sleeve length, because then you can find the no sleeve shirts between the long sleeve shirts. You can't keep them all together. And that's how you lose things if you kind of mix them up.
I think when you mentioned, you know, taking the donations, getting them out of the house, I always tell people that, like, get them out of the house right away. I can take them, or whatever you're going to do. If you're going to have someone come and take them. But you mentioning how, you know, people say, oh, well, I'm going to give that to my niece, or I'm going to give that to my daughter. We don't even know if they want those things. So I love how you said that, because, you know, people who are listening, don't assume that someone's going to want this. They might feel obligated to take it, but they might not really want it.
Yes, agreed. So I had this one client. It was a gentleman, and his closet was fine. He just didn't have hangers. He literally had his stuff on the shelf up above. And I'm like, what is this stuff? She's like, I don't have hangers. In his defense, he was a doctor, very busy, but I'm like this, okay, we're taking all this down. I have hangers. We're bringing all this in. But he said, well, I'm going to put this. I said, is this your donate pile? And he said, no, this is the pile I'm going to leave at my mom's. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you travel to her house, then you don't have to pack. And he's like, no, she lives like 15 minutes away. I'm like, okay, so you spend the night. And he's like, no, that's where I put stuff that I don't want to give away. And I make her keep it. And I said, does she like that? No. He goes, no, she hates it. I'm like, that is just mean. That is mean. I'm like, it goes. It
really is.
You donate. Yeah. I'm like, don't, because you're never going to go there. I have a client I'm working with now. She said she moves everything into her basement storage area that she will wear later, or like whatever. She's like, basically it's where the clothes go to die. And I'm like, great. Then let's not go through them at all. Let's just move them out. You've already discarded them, or discarded them isn't like purged in a sense, in a different space, relocated. But you don't want them, or they would be up in your closet getting regular use. So sometimes it's easy to figure out what needs to go. And sometimes it's like teasing it out at the client, you know, just why are we, the money's already spent. You're not going to get that money back. You are not going to get anything worth it by reselling it, because I have a lot of clients like take it to a consignment store, and they, if they give you money for it, great. If they say we don't want these other things, ask them to please donate it for you, you know, just part ways, and then you will feel free and you will be so glad you did it. No one has ever regretted purging a closet like that. They've never said, oh, I really wish I wouldn't have thrown away, you know, those 8 bags or gotten rid of those 8 bags of clothes. No, they're happy with the freedom. They feel like they can breathe again. It's just this whole new outlook on life, which is seems dramatic, but it's true.
Now, what about those indecisive clients? Because I'm sure you have them, I have them, where they don't know, like, oh, do I want to get rid of that? Oh, no, I might keep it. What about them? How does that work when it comes to like figuring out their personal style? Like, I can only imagine that, you know, it's possible that they might think that this is their style, but it hasn't been their style. How does that work?
So I get them to try something on because, you know, bodies shift with age. They could be the same weight and been the same weight since I don't know when, and something will not fit anymore. So that helps make the decision. But also, if they have space, I say, we'll keep it and give it a try. But let's turn the hanger backwards so that, you know, if you've worn it in a year, you know, we can let it go because you haven't worn it in 3 years, but you think you're still going to wear it, but we're going to give it one more year. You just call me. I will swing that by and swoop it all away for you. But if they don't have the space, it is real. And you have tried everything to find more space, like under the bed, you do some pull out, you can add some pull out containers, you know, maybe you hung some stuff on the wall if they have hats or accessories, and the drawers you've refolded and kind of made more space, and they still have space. They have to decide, do I want the space or do I want the item? And it is literally that. Or if they can do a seasonal swap and you still don't have enough space, you know, it's just, you know, how do you want to live? You know, if you're this overwhelmed with clutter enough to call me and hire me, don't keep it, you know, don't shoot yourself in the foot that way.
What should be stored in closets, and how should people lay out their closets so things are easier to find for them?
Yeah, that is a great question. So closets can only have a couple categories. It's when they house more than one category or two that things get ugly. So I will give you an example of a primary closet. It's got clothes, right? Shoes, accessories, belts, scarves, hats, Christmas presents, wrapping paper, because it's been crammed in the corner. Everyone, you always use your own closet to hide gifts, but you forget about them until they're still back there. Random things because you didn't know where, you didn't want them in your bedroom, so you crammed them in the closet instead of taking the time to find where they might go. So you want to think about how big is the closet and what is it going to fit? If it fits all of the shoes, the belts, the scarves, the hats, and the clothes, then organize them in there. But if it doesn't, find a different place for different categories. So a lot of times the shoes I'll pull out and do kind of a shoe wall somewhere else, or maybe on the outside, or do something different with scarves and belts to put them on the wall to kind of make it decor. Purses too, the same thing. Purses would be in there. Maybe you can keep them on the top level or something as decor, but also accessible to use. So that is what I would do, is just limit the number of categories in the closet based on the space. With regard to the second part of the question, which is how would you style it? You want to style it the way you get dressed. So you're kind of coming around, right? What do you pick first? But also, how are you hanging them? If you've got like a long hang, obviously that's for dresses. If you've got short hang, those are for tops, or pants, medium hang, like the shorter dresses. And then you kind of look at it and group them together so that you can say, I want to pick a pair of pants from this, and I want to create my outfit with this as my base, or the same with shirts, or I want to layer. So I want to pull something like a shell, and then I need a jacket. So it's a combination of how you're getting dressed and your hanging space that's available to hold the clothes so you can easily see them and grab them and put them back, more importantly.
What are your best tips for an organized closet year round?
My only must have for a closet is thin felt slim hangers. The felt hangers are so important for two reasons. One, they keep the clothes on the hanger. One of the things that is the biggest way to ruin your hanger is, or your closet, is putting them on like a wooden hanger or a slippery plastic hanger, and then it falls onto the ground. And you know what happens, and people don't pick it up and put it back on. They just things just start to now collect on top of that original piece that has fallen. So the felt hangers are keeping it on the clothes on the hanger. They also are thinner, so you can put more stuff in the space, but more importantly, you don't want to cram. You want to be able to push it to the side. And with wooden hangers, especially, they're just so thick that you can fit, like it's an 8-inch, you can fit down to 2 inches because of the hanger, and then you can move things around to be able to see them. Also, it's aesthetically pleasing. So you're almost calming the noise visually by just being on a unified color. Whatever color it is, it doesn't matter, but just one. So you've seen like the chaos that is a wire hanger, a wooden hanger, a plastic hanger, a plastic pink hanger, a black hanger, another wire hanger. It's just ugly and it's uncomfortable almost to look at. So that's my number one. Number two is it doesn't have to be pretty if it works. So for example, if you've got scarves and you don't want to roll them up and, you know, that one hanger that you can stick all the scarves in that ends up being this huge overflowing thing where now all of a sudden you've lost your scarves because you can't see them, get a basket or a bin and just put them in there. And then you can rifle through, throw it back. You know, it doesn't have to be super micro organized, but just group it. So, you know, like, all right, well, I want to add a scarf to this outfit. And then I think I remember I had a black one that would go perfect. And then you pull out your bin, you dig through it, you know, or you can fold them and, you know, see them all. However, but kind of work with who you are to be able to maintain that year round.
I really love that because I feel like a lot of times people are trying to organize for how they think it should be, how they think it should look, but not really, and wondering why they can't stay that way, right? But really setting up systems that work for them, around them, for their lifestyle, how they decide to get dressed in the morning, what they want to wear, and what works for them. So I really love that you said that. I think those are some really great tips. And the hanger thing, I'm right there with you. There's nothing more than going into a closet that has hangers that are the same type and the same color.
Yes, so nice. So nice.
So you already mentioned the hangers, but I would love if you would tell us what are some of your favorite organizing products?
Sure. Bins, baskets and bins, like I mentioned, because they make it pretty and they're functional. Also, you can tip them on the side. And so say, for example, you're using, I have a client who used her bins for t-shirts. So she couldn't see her t-shirt. She wanted to get 100% completely dressed in her closet, from undergarments to t-shirts to athleisure wear to all the things, but she didn't have drawers in there. So we use those as pseudo drawers. So what I taught her is if you put the bin on its side, or so it was like a 13 by 13 cube, put it on its side, add your t-shirts from the laundry and then stand it up and then you can see all the things. So hangers are the first thing. Storage bins, again, you can throw it in or you can fold it. Let's call those cubes or bins. And then the third thing is a rod that you pull out, a valet rod. I always forget the word valet for some reason. The valet rod is the coolest thing in the history of mankind, and you can attach it to anywhere and you can get it anywhere. It is just a pole that comes out that's metal, and you can put a piece of clothing on it, or you can put your dry cleaning on it if you're not ready to put your dry cleaning away, or you can, what if you hang your clothes in the laundry room? But you can pair together an outfit. So as you know, people wear 20% of their clothes 80% of the time. So as you evolve into finding your style and learning how to put together an outfit, nothing works better than this valet rod, because you pull it out, you put one piece of clothing on it. Let's call it a crazy pair of pants. And you're like, I'm going to wear the crazy pair of pants today. What goes with this crazy pair of pants? And then you look over and you're like, oh, this solid color matches. And you can just create your outfit and hang it up and be like, ooh, I like it. Or, ooh, no, I might be off with that. Pull a belt, pull a scarf or whatever. And it's just seeing it and visualizing it that helps you get more creative. And that's, I think, where the most fun is in your closet. You know, you organize it, you have everything out, you can see it, you love everything in it, and you know everything in it fits and flatters, because you've tried it on and you're keeping it because you know it works, and then you can pull together outfits.
You know, I couldn't agree more with the valet rod. Whenever I'm designing closets, I put valet rods in every closet that I design. And, you know, there are times where people are like, oh, I don't need that. I'm like, trust me, I use mine every day. My husband uses his every day. You need a ballet rod. It's not that expensive. It's not gonna raise the price by much, you know, under $100, you know. So depending on where you go, you can get them a little bit cheaper. But that is like one of my favorite things. So you're a woman after my own heart. So the ballet rod and the hangers, I really love that.
And don't let me forget about the shoe wall, because I'm a huge fan of shoe walls, to be able to see them and appreciate them, these beautiful shoes that we invest so much money in. And when they are at the bottom of your closet, you cannot find them and they're all in a jumbled pile. Now, if you don't have room for a shoe wall, just maximizing the space underneath the hanging clothes with shoe shelving, that's very affordable. If you're shopping on Amazon, you know, that helps too. But it's also a great decor idea if you're showcasing your shoes and, you know, your purses and things.
Lisa, you've given us so many great tips. So I really hope it resonates with a lot of people who are listening or watching this episode. Can you tell me what is your greatest professional achievement?
Let's see. Oh, I feel one successful that I launched this whole thing in the first place, because it's only been about 3.5 years and it's been an amazing ride. But I would say one of the things that I've always loved to do is help other people. And I have heard in these last 3 years, you should not give so much information out for free. You can't help everyone. I don't even know. But I'm like, yes, I can. Yes, that is my jam. So I created a directory called inhomeboutiquespaces.com, and it is to bring professional organizers, personal stylists, interior designers, stagers, and home house cleaners, because all my clients struggle in those areas. And I want to bring people together to find local in-home businesses to you in your local area. So I just launched this in March, and I'm just creating another avenue of it to help these small businesses grow and market and meet each other. So it's coming along, but we've got a bunch of people in there now. If you want to look, go to it to find somebody local, it would really, you know, if you guys need help, that's what I'm most proud of.
That is so wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more about you? And if you want to leave links to your directory and you have arrived and your organizing business, feel free.
Yes, I will. So my in-home organizing business URL is www.lisa-malone.com. And on there, you can find a link to You Have Arrived, which is youhavearrived.net. And you can also find other organizers through inhomeboutiquespaces.com through my website as well.
Lisa, thank you so much. I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. This was fun.
This was fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.
Thank you.